The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. From out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us, amen. What was up with Jesus today? Seriously. So this is one of the stories that commentators, much less preachers, struggle with. And so when we get one of these that doesn't necessarily fit Jesus loving and healing and kind and, you know, as my generation says, rainbows and unicorns, you immediately go to the commentary. And when you don't like the first one, you go to the second. And this is one where you can easily go through about five different opinions, and none of them are even remotely the same. And so commentators will say things like, "Well, Jesus was human and God, and this was just a human moment." Well, that's kind of heretical, but we can discuss that another time. Or some people just say, "Jesus was having a bad day." You know, we all have bad days. Jesus was just saying we had a bad day. Or Jesus was putting her through her paces to prove that she really deserved it, which, again, I could have some real issues with that. And I will tell you that actually last night at 11 o'clock East Coast time, a preacher from there called me and said, "I don't like so-and-so's interpretation of that. I think it's this." And I said, "Yes, but that's her experience, and this is your experience, and that's why you each like these different commentaries." And so I say that because another one would be that Jesus was just acting out of the prejudice that he was raised in. Jesus was from Israel, and he's over in Tyre and Sidon. No, I said that right. Anyway, he's on the other side. He's over in the land of Cana, and the Canaanites are not Israelites, and so therefore we immediately end up with bias, prejudice, and judgment. So some people would say that was Jesus. But I was struck by the Canaanite woman more than I was struck by Jesus today. Here is a woman who, for a cajillion reasons, would never approach an Israelite male, much less speak to him. But seeking healing for her daughter is more important than any social pretense, judgment, prejudice. She takes all that she has and she throws it at the feet of Jesus. And what's interesting is she understands immediately, far better than the disciples, who Jesus is. Lord, Son of David. She gets who he is at a time when half of the disciples hadn't figured it out yet. They're still all kind of wandering around. And she says, please heal my daughter. She takes all that she has and she lays it out on the table before Jesus. Does this sound familiar? The parables a few weeks ago? What is the kingdom of God worth to you? And so, for pick your reason, why ever, Jesus does not give it to her right away. And so she then takes it even a step further. She is, as the hymn said, persistent and relentless in her desire to have Jesus' healing. And she falls down to her knees and says, Lord, help me. She literally, all of her dignity, all of her humanity, has been wrapped up in a humility to seek God's healing. And Jesus says, well, you know, I came for the Israelites. So sorry. You know, we're closed today. We don't serve your kind. And she says, yes, but even the dogs deserve crumbs. And at this time, let me be very clear, dogs were not part of the family. All right, dogs were around, they existed, but she's taken the lowest of the low and put her hope in it. She has actually redeemed something that people would not even think about redeeming. And yet she says, even they deserve. And Jesus finally comes back to whoever we expect Jesus to be and says, oh, great is your faith, you're healed. But again, I'm less concerned about Jesus and more concerned about this Canaanite woman who, as Will said last week, stepped out of the boat. And as we heard in the weeks before that, put all that she had on the line to get that healing that Jesus offers. Today, we're going to, at the beach, baptize three new Christians. And I am clearly a fan of the baptismal covenant, especially the five questions at the end. I especially love the last two that talk about, you know, your neighbor as yourself and striving for justice and peace. You know, those always speak to me. But the Canaanite woman, she's question number three on our baptismal covenant. Will you, by word and example, share the good news of God in Christ? By our baptism, we've all made that promise to share by word and example the good news of God in Christ. And let me tell you, there is no better example than the Canaanite woman. She took all that she had, truly the depth of her own humanity and identity, and she put it on the line for Jesus. And so as we think about that question of our baptismal covenant, as we go into our week, as we read newspapers, as we discuss difficult issues, as we face the challenges present in our time, my question is, how are we, by word and example, sharing the good news of God in Christ? And are we willing to even dip a toe in the water outside of the boat, says she who fell in the drink yesterday while on a boat. I got completely out of the boat, Will, completely. I did not walk on water. But are we willing to take a step, and maybe today isn't our day to be the Canaanite woman, and yet that's really what Jesus is calling us to do. I don't think Jesus used her to make an example. I think she claimed what was hers. Because the kingdom of God is for all of us. God's healing and teaching and love and mercy is for all of us. And she claimed it by word and example. And my prayer for those being baptized today, and my prayer for all of us, because if we're at the baptism or not, we still, by being members of the Christian community, promise to uphold them in their faith. My prayer is that we will continue to challenge ourselves to find ways in which we too, truly, authentically, put our whole selves on the line proclaim the good news of God in Christ. Amen.